This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go. Final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Thursday, and we appreciate you taking us along for the ride. We've already had some fun and games. You guys have won some tickets to see Ice Cube, and there is more to come, but we have been teasing this and previewing this and letting you know that this is the Trey hour of the show for a Thursday, and it should be a lot of fun. We're going to relive movie moments with Trey and some of the best throughout the hour. And more importantly, Barry had this genius idea yesterday that we were going, once we played the R. Kelly audio with the interview with Gayle King on CBS This Morning, that it would be awesome if we could get Trey to reenact the interview and pose as R. Kelly, do his best to give his interpretation of R. Kelly doing the interview, and you were successful.
Yeah, we were able to slide up in the studio. Michael Carroll carved out some time for us, and it went as I expected it to go. It was, of course, you know, he's fun to get in there in the studio with and hang out with. But are we good, Nick? You could just, we want to get right into this? Okay, so this, so what we're going to do is we're going to play the Trey version first. So ever, because I think most people have heard the R. Kelly by now, and if we want to do a side-by-side comparison, we can do that later. But this is Juggalo Trey being R. Kelly being interviewed by Gayle King.
Y'all killing me with this shit. I gave 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. And y'all tried to kill me. This is not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids, and I can't do it. What? Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. Y'all don't want to believe it.
At this point, we briefly pause the interview to give Kelly a moment. His publicist helped calm him down.
I hope the camera keep going.
No, we're
going to. This is not true. This is, that doesn't even make sense. Why would I hold these women? Their mothers and fathers told me we gonna destroy your career.
But Kelly's emotions remained raw.
It's real girls out there that are missing. It's real young girls out there that are being abducted. Abducted? Abducted. Abducted. Being raped. Okay? They're really on chains.
Oh my God. That kid,
he did a hell of a job.
Nailed it.
I mean, he told me he did his homework, but he did his homework.
Nailed it. My favorite part was the abducted. there you go. That was Juggalo Trey being R. Kelly getting mad at Gayle King.
That was fantastic.
He far exceeded my expectations of how he would pull that off. Because at first I was like, he's just going to be like, y'all are killing me with this. But it wasn't. He got into full character like he used to do for the Monday movie moments.
I think that's the, I was just going to say. I mean, he did such a great job as we progressed with Monday movie moments, getting into character and then really nailing it, knocking it out of the park. I didn't know what to expect with this one.
He nailed it.
And the fact that he didn't have a whole lot of time to prep, obviously with movies, and especially movies that have been through the box office, you know them, you remember them, sure, and they're easier. He did a hell of a job.
I'm not going to lie. Trey has a future in acting.
He really could, yeah.
Can you just play the part, the abducted part for me, Nick? Can you just get to that part? I'll give you just a second, but I want to explain to you why that this got messed up. And what I love about Trey is he doesn't stop, or he just keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
Check this part out. Okay, yeah, we're going to get that all the way. Text line blowing up already. Trey did the damn thing. Good job, Trey. That was amazing. Pure genius. Oh, my God, greatness. Our numero Trey. Oh, my God, bro, killed it. That was the feedback is positive as I expected, but this part was my favorite part right here where he messed up abducted.
It's real young girls out there that are being abducted. Abducted? Abducted. Abducted.
You know why he did that? Because when I'm typing the script up, I made the script. So I had to sit there and listen to the whole thing and type the script up.
Right.
For some reason, I put abducted, U-P-D-U-C-T-E-D. So as he's going, he's like Ron Jeremy. He just reads what's on the teleprompter.
He's like you reading the text messages.
Yeah, and he's like, abducted. No, abducted. Abducted. Abducted.
So like, I was going to say, because the first time he corrected himself just to say it. Then he realized, but I didn't say it in character. So then he screamed it out the second time as R. Kelly. That's what's fantastic.
Oh, my God. Somebody says Trey should win an Oscar. That was amazing. Yeah, somebody said, wait, that wasn't R. Kelly? I'm telling you.
It was.
Jugs has skills. Jugs has the skills to pay the bills. And some of y'all have heard this, and he did the Grammys on the Blitz. But we go way back to the beginning of this show for the Monday Movie Moments, and we'll be airing some of those clips throughout the rest of the day. Yep. So coming back from the segments, we'll play a little Monday Movie Moments. But we also have some bloopers because, of course, Trey never nails it on the first time.
Well, plus, that was a staple of Monday Movie Moments with Trey.
Oh, it was the blooper. Sometimes, yep. Sometimes the blooper reel ends up being better than the actual. So, Nick, do we have any bloopers available?
So, I put in, like, directions. So, you have to be standing to do this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You'll be too subdued.
Like the girls R. Kelly was with?
Oh, my God. Yeah, so, like, there's a point where Gail will be talking. Do you have it pulled up?
No, I don't have it.
Can you pull it up?
I do love me some Gail King.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
God. I don't know. She just has a really good aura about her.
Are you a big fan or you just liked it from the interview?
Well, I like... She's a good interviewer.
Right.
I wouldn't mind being in a relationship with Gail King.
What?
Are you kidding me? What is it? Where did that come from?
Even Michael Carroll's like, what did you just say?
I would advise being in a relationship with Gail King. What, Trey? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I did like his subdued, like the girls are with R. Kelly. That's classic. We have a few more, so we kind of broke them up. But this is the second part of the blooper reel with Trey. Listen to this.
All right, look. So the parts where it says Gail talking, so you just take a pause there.
Okay.
Because that's where she's going to be like, Robert.
Robert.
So.
That'll be funny.
Why?
I don't know. It'll just be funny to my voice and contrast.
You said this is going to feel like.
Yeah, it's because my name's Robert.
So.
It'll be kind of realistic. I was practicing yesterday. Okay. I said certain phrases.
Okay.
But I was in my car. I couldn't do it.
Oh, that doesn't shock. That doesn't
I
shock me.
I couldn't do it
all.
In the house because everybody would. Well, they wouldn't really think much because this is just par for the course. I'm usually.
All right, so I put in, like, when he slaps his chest, you have to slap your chest.
Yeah, we need to hear it,
so get to the mic and do it. Open hand, probably louder. There you go. There you go.
Ow.
Oh, my God.
He's so good,
he
man. Just,
oh, he is the best. And by the way, I misspoke. I said he reads the teleprompter like Ron Jeremy. Of course, I meant Ron Burgundy, not Ron Jeremy.
Right,
so
Right. Everybody
chill out. Don't ruin this segment. We have a third blooper reel? Holy crap. Let's do this. Third blooper reel with Juggalo Trey.
It's real young girls out there that are being abducted. Abducted? Abducted. It's real young girls out there being abducted.
Why did it say abducted?
That's what it says right here in the script. It says abducted.
I spelled it wrong? Oh, I sure did. That doesn't even make sense.
I read what's on the teleprompter. They're Real on Chains might be the next R. Kelly album title.
They really are on chains?
Yeah. Because he'll be in jail, you see? Once again, I apologize for...
Not doing anything wrong, Trey. There's nothing wrong here.
It's a new time. We live in a sensitive time in America. And...
Oh, my God, Trey. Oh, God. This is amazing. You're the best, dude. I love you. Give me a hug, buddy.
Yeah, all right.
You're the best.
Yeah, that was the first time you've ever given anyone a hug.
I feel like it is.
That's sweet. You broke your hug, Cherry. Don't record that.
Too late.
That's going on the blooper reel.
Oh my God. We broke your hug, Cherry. That was, I hugged him because that was amazing. That performance was outstanding.
Really great.
Golly, that was the best. That was the best. I love Trey so much.
He was beaming today almost as much as when he got his interview with his Indy 500 win.
His NASCAR.
Or NASCAR win. No, I thought
it was an Indy 500.
I think it was Indy 500. Okay.
Whatever, it's all racing. No one cares. Right. Yeah, that was it. And I got to say, I appreciate it because he was supposed to be off to like Saturday. And he wasn't going to be in. And then when I said, hey, I really want you to do, he was like, no, I'll come in and do this. So we don't get this radio gold if Trey isn't dedicated to the craft, if he's not down to make good radio, make good shows. So I appreciate him coming in from Baytown.
He would have bought a one-way ticket from Cali if he was on vacation.
Probably.
Any
chance he gets to get airtime, he's doing it, and he's smart for it.
But it is a part of his dedication, too. It's not.
But I was
going to
say,
anything.
That's the other thing. We know, and a lot of times we have to check ourselves because we could get him a lot more, but we feel bad for how far he has to drive. But he is dedicated, and he jumps on it.
Chris Householder texted and said, you know, the most touching part of that is Trey finally got a hug from his dad.
Why we love you guys.
Oh, my God.
You are...
Juggalo Trey, I love you, buddy. That was amazing. Thank you for that.
On fire. All right, we'll come back with a bunch more, including movie moments with Trey. That and a whole lot more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
The Culture Map Tastemaker Awards event is coming soon, March 27th. Get tickets today for the annual celebration of Houston's restaurant and bar community. Your ticket includes food, drinks, and free valet. Go to Houston.CultureMapTastemakers.com. That's Houston.CultureMapTastemakers.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Boy, if you missed any of the show today, you missed something. Because we're back on The Usual Suspects, and we have been flying through a lot of stuff, but... we have been having a lot of fun, and the feedback we are getting on Trey.
I can only imagine what Twitter and the text lines.
Text lines just absolutely blew up. Yeah, I haven't even been on Twitter yet, just trying to keep up with the text lines themselves. But somebody just texted and said, hey, guys, I just wanted to let you know, I just got off work, had a pretty crappy day, but I turned the car on right before you did that R. Kelly skit with Trey, and I swear to God, I just sat in my car crying, laughing at you guys and the blooper reel. Thank you all for brightening my day. You guys are awesome. Thanks again. So that's the point. That's what we do it for. But we're not done yet. Like I told you, every segment, to start each segment from now to the rest of the show, we're going to go back in time to our first year on air together when we did Monday Movie Moments with Trey. And we're going to play you some of those, some of the best of Monday Movie Moments with Trey, because why not? We don't have anything else pressing that we got to get to. So we're going to start off what I think we all agreed was the best of the Monday Movie Moments with Trey. This is Juggalo Trey reenacting Training Day.
You disloyal fool ass bitch made punk. Jake, I need my money, Jake. Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay, all right, I'm putting cases on all you bitches. Huh? You think you could do this shit, Jake? You think you could do this to me? You motherfuckers be playing basketball in Pelican Bay when I get finished with you. Shoe program.
I'm not saying the N-word.
He's just, and the thing that people ask me is like, is that an act? Nope. That is just legitimately Trey. He is just the greatest dude.
I was just talking to AJ about it. I was like, did you hear it? He goes, bro, so good. And we were talking about just, he's one of those guys where he's not always going to come up with something, but if you can come up with it for him, he's going to nail it every time. And he does. And I told AJ, because I thought about this driving in, and I told him that, and Juggalo Trey needs to start his own Instagram account, not his regular where he posts pictures of stupid NASCAR stuff.
True.
But he needs to have a Juggalo Trey Instagram account where all he does is reenact whatever's going on, whether it's movies or interviews or anything like that, as him, his Instagram would be insane. It would just blow up.
Yeah. I really believe that, too.
That's true.
I love how he's so respectful towards everybody, and he doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Because when we did some of those Monday movie moments, you got to say things that are the script, and he would say it and be like, not that there's anything wrong with that, and then just keep going. Right. And, I love Jugs.
I'm not saying the N-word.
You know what? I actually didn't put it in there, but God.
Or he'd say, yeah, because the greatest part was always where he'd say it in character, and there'd be this long pause, and then he'd be like, no, I don't really feel that way. I don't want to say it that way, but you're it's in there.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing.
That was great.
Twitter, I just got to that, and everybody really liked the popped my hug cherry thing too.
Yes, they did.
He did. I hugged him. I'm not gonna lie. I hugged.
That's
Jugs.
Big for you.
I hugged Trey. I did. He nailed it. What can I say? That kid killed it. I had to give him a hug for it. So.
And the thing is, too, is it's not as easy as everybody thinks. You can't just call on someone and you could have a brilliant idea like that. But because of the short time span to turn it around and do it. Michael Carroll, by the way, props and huge shout out to
always.
Michael Carroll for all the great production he did on that. But you could call someone and say, I got this great idea. Okay, check out the interview and then we'll get back and do it. And then they just can't get it in time or they just can't nail it.
Can't do it.
Not with Trey.
Love it, man.
Yeah, that's
just
fantastic.
He just killed it, so. And so don't go anywhere. For the rest of the show, every segment, we're going to have a Monday Movie Moments with Trey. You're going to want to stick around for that. So,
and a lot of it's good for us, too, because we reminisce and forgot some of the good ones that he did over the course of time.
Of course.
So it always helps to go back and get another laugh out of those things. That's always a fun time.
It is. Earlier, we were talking about the different, you know, what do we call it? Guys that weren't the GOAT but had that killer instinct.
The killer instinct. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one of the names that somebody threw out was Rondo, and I don't think we all agree that that's not the case. But did you see last night where he sat away from the bench and in the crowd?
Did you have
a problem with that?
I did.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you're a fuddy-duddy.
No, I'm
you're
really not. I'm really not because I know who Rondo is. People forget. The Dallas Mavericks sent that guy home.
Yeah.
Rick Carlisle is a hell of a coach. The Dallas Mavericks... They weren't going to beat the Rockets that year anyway. But you know what? They've been known as with Dirk and everybody, a pretty classy franchise. It takes a lot to be sent home.
True.
I know for a fact, because I know people very close to the situation, from the time he came in the league, he put himself above team in so many ways. Like when he came to the Celtics, his whole mission was, it's not the big three. Mm-mm. It's the big four. And it's so it's about me too. And it's about me being an all-star and me being in that discussion and me being this. And the guys just let it go, but they said there were times after a win for the Celtics that it sounded like someone was killing somebody else in the locker room because they all were just... And Rondo was in the middle of a lot of it.
Yeah, but do you think that this is just him
bailing on the season?
But it's just one game. I mean, it was, what, 48 seconds left when he did it?
I don't know how much time was left, but here's the other thing,
Barry. 48 seconds left is what I saw.
Think about what that... You know, it's already unfair, and I tweeted about this the other night, but it's already unfair that a guy like Luke Walton, who not only kept the Warriors afloat, but had them in with the best record in the league when Steve Kerr missed half a season. He got the Lakers job because everybody said he was one of the best young up-and-coming coaches. All right, so they're trying to put a team around him, and it was going to take some time.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, because of one guy, Luke Walton's already done. His future's been decided by the court of public opinion, and he hasn't been fired. But now because of it, what Rondo does just adds, basically shows disrespect to Luke like he's got no control over that team.
There was 52 seconds left in the game, and I'm looking at the clip of it, and the bench is crowded. I mean, there's just a ton of people down there. I'm sure there was a spot on the end or maybe somewhere in the middle where you had to wedge yourself in between two players. I don't really have a problem with it. It's not like he left the court. It's not like he wasn't available to go back in the game for whatever reason. He was just like, you know what? There's three seats over here. I'm going to sit in the middle. I got some room to spread out. And he's just sitting there.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it because that's who he is.
There is a point where I wish I could screenshot this, but literally the entire bench, every player and every coach is looking down the court at him. And that might tell you everything you need to know about it.
Yeah.
But for me, I just didn't think it was that big of a deal. But maybe
and
I'm
when
just
they
being.
Asked him about it,
maybe I'm not thinking in the right mindset about it.
He said, oh, "I've done this before." Well, then you're a real a-hole.
Yeah.
And he said, I think he said he did it on the road too. I mean, that's when you really know. You're doing it on the road, at home, right. You know, the home. It just, to me, it just screams me, 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 and I'm an a-hole. I just didn't like it.
Okay.
So.
Well, Nick, did you have a problem with it? Did you?
Problem with what? I'm sorry.
With Rondo sitting away from the team in one of those chairs, just random seat.
It's not a good look. It's not a good look. It really depends on, I think, the tension. And I haven't been hearing what you guys have been saying.
No, that's fine.
But
I think we were just talking about Rondo, how he sat away from the team, but he sat in one of those expensive seats up front. It wasn't that far from the bench. I mean, it was maybe 7-8 seats down from where the bench starts.
Yeah. You know how I love to act like I'm a body language expert and I'm really not?
Right.
I really think that you really got to look at that body language. Do you feel like there's tension, or do you feel like he was just, you know, that was the available seat and that was there? That was there and he took it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I think everybody in that locker room really knows if he sat there because he was upset or there's tension or because that was really just the most convenient place to sit.
You might be right. Maybe there's going to be some things that happen over the next couple of weeks that tells you what that locker room thinks of him, if this is an issue at all.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, because it's just a mess. It's an unadulterated mess in L.A. right now.
Yeah.
And the last man standing is the only new guy that they were concentrated on and the only guy that matters coming in. That's LeBron. Pretty much the entire rest of that bench that we're talking about won't be there next year. The coaches won't be there. All those one-year contracts they signed for all those veterans like Stevenson and Rondo and JaVale McGee, and all, they won't be there. If the young guys are traded, they won't be there. And LeBron will get his way. That's why I tweeted it the other night. I've never in my life seen a situation where one guy can come in and affect everybody there, and he gets his way.
I don't know. You're right, though, about his history. That's the thing that maybe I'm not taking into account with doing something like that. To me, it looks innocent. I could see Harden doing something like that and the team being like, that's just Harden being Harden. No big deal. And maybe the team thinks, well, that's just Rondo being Rondo. But you're right. If he does have that reputation, then it might be more like, nah, bro, you can't do that. That's disrespectful. Come sit with your team. Come hang out with us. Don't be over there like you're not part of this team anymore.
Well, it's funny. You mentioned the killer instinct, but he's going to be known more by the time his career is over by being a big a-hole than he is for being one of the best point guards during his era in the NBA.
Do you think he could have been known as one of the best point guards of his era?
I think, and here's the other thing to consider. I think he's one of the most intelligent point guards the league has seen since they've had the Stocktons and Mark Jacksons and guys like that.
Okay.
I think there's a reason why people are saying that he's going to be a coach someday and that when he's hurt, he's coaching. No, but this is what I was going to get to. But because he's been such an a-hole on so many different teams, I think it's going to hurt him getting coaching opportunities, because they're like, if you're going to do this as a player, when you're supposed to be the bigger, better man and be above this stuff, are you going to be the guy that's going to be pulling this crap with other players on the team and creating strife in the locker room? I think he had all the ability in the world. He's never been a shooter.
Right.
But just as a pure point guard, he had the talent to possibly get in the Hall of Fame someday.
Really?
Yeah.
Think he's better than Chris Paul?
Nope.
Okay.
Not even close.
All right. Just checking.
Offensively, he's not even close to Chris Paul.
No.
And you're right, though. Good comparison in terms of the intelligence on the floor, because Chris Paul is another guy like that. But Chris Paul would get a coaching job because people love Chris Paul and the commercials and everything else. So there might be another reason why Rondo's not doing a whole bunch of commercials and endorsements and things, too.
I can't imagine Rondo as a coach if he's that big of an a-hole as a player. I don't know how that translates. Guys aren't going to respect you, especially as we get further into this millennials and the young kids and the sensitivity. And, you know, you can't scream at players anymore. You can't curse at them. You have to, you know, you have to baby them and coddle them. And that's not going to be Rondo
unless
as a coach.
You're Jason Kidd or Derek Fisher. You got to climb your way through the ranks. And so believe me, someone will put him on the staff as, first of all, as an unpaid assistant or as a really low-paid assistant and see if he's worthy of it and then maybe let him earn his stripes. But he's not going to be one of those guys like Kidd or Fisher that go immediately to the head coaching job, because you're exactly right. He's going to piss off more guys than he's going to help.
No doubt. Speaking of helping, you know something that can help you if you like to throw back a few pops? That's Cheers. It used to be called Thrive Plus, and we talked about it for a while now on this show and other shows and on this station. You probably remember us talking about it last year as Thrive Plus, and it's got the new name in the new year. It's called Cheers. Same great formula, though, and it's going to give you the same great results. And if you don't know what Cheers is, let me tell you. It is a supplement designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol on your body, and it's for you and me and the 60% of Americans who drink that want to feel better the next day. That's who it's for. And I can tell you from experience that it works. I'm going on the road next week. I'm going to be in San Antonio. First thing I do when I start packing, I throw some Cheers in the bag because I like a few pops when I'm on the road at the nightclubs. And I feel better the next day because I know I've got to perform again and I don't want to be sluggish and hungover. Cheers does the job and it does it well. It was developed by PhDs. The Cheers staff has Ivy League scientists that work there. They've been featured on Shark Tank. So this isn't just some rando that just came up with this idea. There's a crew behind this that really knows what they're talking about. And the way Cheers works is it gives your liver exactly what it needs to process alcohol. And so, you know, you got alcohol and the negative effects that it can have on your body. Cheers helps your liver work through that so that you wake up feeling better the next day. All you have to do is take 3 capsules after your last drink or right before you go to bed, and you're going to feel better. And if you don't feel at least 50% better, the company's going to give you your money back. How cool is that? To order it, go to cheershealth.com, cheershealth.com. If you order by 4 p.m., you'll have it on your doorstep the next day. And I know that to be true because listeners have told me that's the case. The Popes have told me that's the case. They're a local company. They're a Houston company. Get your order in at cheershealth.com before 4, and you'll have it the next day. Guys, I don't drink without Cheers, and neither should you. And you shouldn't touch that dial because in 60 seconds, we're going to come back with another Monday Movie Moments with Trey. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
30 minutes to go in the big show. It is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Hey, how about this? Football fans and fathers out there of football players, has your child ever dreamed of playing football with Houston Texans or just Houston quarterback Deshaun Watson? Kids in grades 1st through 8th can attend the Academy Sports and Outdoors Deshaun Watson Football Camp on May the 11th at Episcopal High School in Bel Air. Head to ESPN975.com to register to win a spot for one lucky kid to join Deshaun and his Houston area coaches for a small group instruction on football fundamentals and fun. I'm telling you, you get one of the greatest out there right now from college to the pros in Deshaun Watson. You get local area high school coaches and other coaches that are helping Deshaun. You get a great backing from Academy Sports, and your kid gets some great instruction. Get on ESPN975.com right now.
Get it. Don't stop. Get it. All right, we promised you another Monday Movie Moments with Trey, which is not easy to say, by the way.
Yeah, I was thinking back on, because we were trying to think of the best ones. I'm thinking, but did we really call it that?
Monday Movie Moments with Trey.
Yeah, I didn't think if there was more to it.
No, it was just Monday Movie Moments with Trey. So we're gonna. Which one are we going with now, Nicholas?
I believe it's bloopers of the Big Lebowski.
Oh, we're not gonna do a
Brokeback Mountain.
So we're just gonna do bloopers
for this one clip.
Okay, I'm down for whatever.
The reason why is because I just feel like your exchange with Trey is so funny.
Okay.
That I'm calling an audible here. It's not gonna be a Monday Movie Moments with Trey. It's gonna be the bloopers.
Roll it.
Of some of it. All right,
let's do it.
Does this microphone work?
So do what you would think. Just read that first paragraph up to where it says recruit. But as the way you think a drill sergeant sounds.
You want me to say it now, like as a drill sergeant?
That's what I just said.
Okay.
I literally just said those exact words.
Okay.
To you, out of my mouth.
Okay, great. Got it. Is this like where he says, I bet you could suck a golf ball through a garden hose?
Yeah. Goes,
just so everybody knows, I have no problems with gays. I don't want any issues with the homosexuals. I wouldn't shower with another man, but, you know, just no offense to gays and this who listen to this. Sir, yes, sir.
But until then, you were pukes. You were the lowest form of life on Earth. You were not even human beings. You were nothing but unorganized, grabastic pieces of amphibian shit.
Amphibian shit. Amphibian shit. Amphibian shit. Amphibian shit.
Oh my God. That was obviously Juggalo Trey trying to do a scene from Full Metal Jacket. Oh, golly. That dude.
He's all world, man.
He really is. I like that he just had to specify. Not that I have anything wrong with that. I don't have anything against the community as a whole.
And then trying to give you the exact right read so he's, and to make sure he got it right. He and gave like you amphibian times. About 10 times.
That's so yeah, good.
Just so everybody knows, I have no problems with gays.
Thank you for the asterisk, Trey. We appreciate the footnote. Thank you so much for that. Oh,
and that's the other thing. People don't realize out in the bullpen, that is Trey.
That is Trey. The stuff you're hearing is literally Trey. The problem is that in doses, Trey is amazing.
Yep.
3 to 4 straight hours of Trey is exhausting. You cannot be in a room with that dude because you start off laughing and then like 2 hours in, you're like, okay, can you turn it off? And he's just like, I don't know what you mean. Like, that's him. That's just him.
Like, you know how you watch,
it's tiring.
Watch the Rockets on AT&T and then they replay it right away?
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Like, if you're sitting in the bullpen long enough and you hear Trey to everybody that walks in goes, hey, what's up? Yeah. Did you hear the one about da-da-da-da-da-da? And he says, and people say, and all of a sudden you're like an hour later and you're trying to focus on a show. And he goes, hey, what's up? Did you hear the one about? And Barry's like, this isn't your sounding board, Trey. He goes like, oh, yeah, you're right. My bad. I was just trying to see how those things would go over.
Any issues with the homosexuals?
The homosexual, Trey. Oh, I love
the LTBJs.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He didn't even care. He'll just be like, you know what I meant.
So good.
That but he amazing. Is. He's all always right. apologetic, too.
Yeah.
But speaking of the Instagram.
So we'll have what? We have one more? In the next segment, we'll have one more? Left,
there's a bunch to choose from. I don't know if I'm going with Scarface or Big Lebowski. That was Full Metal Jacket.
That was Full Metal Jacket, yeah.
What else did we do? Full Metal Jacket.
What else did we do? We did Scarface, Big Lebowski.
We did Training Day. We did A Few Good Men. We did...
Didn't we make him be a woman on one of them? Didn't he have to play a female part? He had to be a female on one of them, and he really didn't like that.
We didn't do Snakes on a Plane, Scarface. Did we?
I don't think we did Snakes
on a
Plane.
Mommy Dearest?
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, Mommy Dearest. I don't know how that one came across, though. A lot of people don't know that movie either. True. So.
We can do the outtakes, though, the bloopers.
Oh, you heard them?
I mean.
Well, I'm sure they're.
And, yeah, they but were all
you picked,
good.
Though. We'll have one more in the last segment of the show, so don't go anywhere for that.
You're selling it short, but okay.
What?
You could probably squeeze more in.
Oh, well, I can't laugh that much. I'm exhausted. I really am. My stomach hurts.
I just can't imagine. And really, someone had the great... You guys should film on video when you are shooting that stuff, but you shouldn't let him know the camera's there because he would play to it.
Nick, when we were just doing the R. Kelly one, Nick was like, can we please record this?
Yeah.
And I was like, you have to be in the moment. Like, you have to plan in advance because there's no way you can recreate what he does. There's just no way.
I didn't want to spoil it. What I wanted to do was take a quick video recording, and then after we've played and aired the entire segment, then tweet out the video, because his facial expressions are pretty funny.
They really are. But what we are going to do, for those of you that are not sure, we're going to take the R. Kelly interview, and I'm going to sync it up with the video. So, again, it'll be R. Kelly and Gail, but it's going to be Trey's voice in the video. So you can follow me at BarryIsFunny. On Instagram and Twitter, and I'll put it on both of those if you want to check it out later on. I'm going to work on it after the show, so it might be tonight or tomorrow morning.
It's going to be pretty close, because he really did nail it.
Nailed it, dude. Yep. Nailed it.
Did you see, by the way, we're talking about Instagram videos, but did you see that Zion Williamson finally came out with his first kind of dig at Nike?
I didn't.
So he was doing this Instagram Live where he was ready to play video games.
Uh-huh.
And no one cared about him playing the video games. They only cared about the fact that he was wearing a sweatsuit with about 20 Adidas logos on it.
Oh.
Yeah. So
trolling, huh?
Yeah. It said he could be the favorite to sign with Adidas because of the fact that his AAU team was sponsored by Adidas when he was coming up. And so he went on Instagram Live Wednesday. He was playing video games, and he was in all Adidas gear. And that may be the first message sent. As Darren Revelle put it, what do you call it when Zion Williamson Instagrams live in an outfit with 12 Adidas logos on it? Negotiations.
Wow.
Because he's a smart kid, man. Yeah, because he's already sent a message to Nike that you want to play this game? Better ante
up. Did Nike ever... I never saw like a follow-up from them. Was there ever anything that they released? Do we know what Nike came out with, Nick? Have you heard anything?
There was a response on Twitter. There was a statement that was released, but I don't know what
that
platform.
That day, though, right? Like, well, I saw that. We're like, oh, we take great pride
and
in it.
And then Paul George, because it was his shoe, contacted Nike to say what was going on.
Yeah. But I'm just curious if Nike ever came out with a final assessment of what happened and we value Zion and we whatever.
One of the things they said was, again, at Duke, you can get a pair of shoes whenever you need them, but that they said this was a pair that he had worn the entire season. He wasn't rotating new shoes in every week or so with all the strenuous practices and games. So everybody was trying to cover their rear end.
So they wait. So you're telling me that they said, oh, well, he played in these too much? And I'm supposed to...
Yeah, they basically said this was a pair of shoes he's worn all season.
And as a guy that maybe plays street ball, that you're wanting me to buy those shoes, that's the whole point. That's all I'm going to be able to play in, because I can't play in a new pair of shoes every time.
Can't afford
you. You expect me to take that as a good reason that he played in them too much? That would be the exact reason why I wouldn't buy
your
shoes.
So the argument to that is, but you're not playing at his level at 6'8 and 280 pounds and putting the kind of force and torque on those shoes.
There's some fat ass hoopers out there.
It's true.
There's some big fat hoopers out there. Let's be real.
We played three of them.
Team Fat versus Team Fit. That is true. That is true.
All right. We got one segment to go in the big show. We'll be right back. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
I wouldn't shower with another man, but, just no offense to gays.
I see your dirty face hide behind your collar.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. So Aaron, Fred, and AJ will entertain you all the way through your evening traffic. Southbound 59-610 traffic, be careful. There is a stall in the HOV lane.
Somebody said it was an accident. 59 southbound, okay. HOV at 610. Accident blocking all of the HOV. So you might want to avoid that.
Heads up on that. Also, for you Astros fans out there, aren't we all? Ken Rosenthal reporting. Astros have made both 1- and 2-year offers to free agent left-hander Dallas Keuchel. Sources tell The Athletic. Offers not in the range Keuchel is seeking. Desired terms not known. So for now, he continues to drive the Ferrari around the station.
Yeah, I wouldn't be upset if they got a 1-year deal or a 2-year deal done with him. I don't want a long-term deal, but a 1 or 2, I'm good. Especially if it gets you through this year until McCullers comes back.
True, I see what you're saying. I worry about the diva mentality a little bit.
You know, he had more games started than any other pitcher. I think he started on the 34 or 35 games
last year.
Yeah,
His arm showed it.
Well. It wasn't his greatest year, but...
Might have been good if you told me that and said, but he skipped the first inning of every one of those games.
It's true.
Might have been okay.
I want to say I read somewhere, he had the most starts of any pitcher in baseball.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he not miss any time
last year?
He played
in 34 games and started 34 games. Wow. That's not even close to any other...
Previous to that.
33 was in 2015 when he won the Cy Young.
Right. And then after that, he's had injuries every year.
His ERA was 3.74, so that wasn't great compared to 2.90 and 2.48 in his two better seasons. But 34 games started is durable.
No, that's pretty good.
Yeah. It just went 12-11. He didn't have a great outing. I mean, 12-11 isn't awesome. But, for a 3, if he's your third starter.
Yeah.
Because you thought of him as a 1. Well,
and you still have McHugh on the DL with back issues and James on the DL with his issues. We don't know when they're coming back. Yeah. Peacock is in the rotation, I guess, at least for now, but you still are looking for answers. And if you're not going to make a move and you're not going to make a trade and not going to give it to Forrest Whitley, then...
Speaking of back issues, Bregman left with a stiff back, so...
At least it's not his elbow.
I own that, yeah. All right, we promised you one more Monday movie moments with Trey. What do you have in the queue for us, Nicholas?
We have Mommy Dearest, the outtakes, the bloopers of Mommy Dearest
from
Monday movie moments with Trey.
There it is.
We'll see.
All you got is coming out, out, out! Out! I don't want to hear it.
No? You don't want to hear
it? I don't want to hear my own voice.
Why?
I don't know. I thought that paper those paper towels are going to hit me in the face or something like when I throw.
Did you thought they would bounce back?
Yeah, I thought they were going to bounce back and hit me in the face. All of these dresses are coming out, 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 out!
The first one had more anger.
Yeah.
You were over the top more.
Yeah.
But you got that one right. Except for the throw, that was weak. Like, what were you? Are you left-handed or right-handed?
I'm right-handed.
Oh, well, that's why it's a weak throw. You did left-handed. You nonchalanted it.
This is the left hand?
Are you f***ing serious? Right?
I'm dyslexic.
That's your right hand. Like, dyslexic is means you read words backwards. Not you don't know.
Not from what
right.
Not from what I was told. They told me that I forgot.
Oh, God, that dude. Yeah, I remember that now. I totally forgot about that. I remember when I was like, that's not your left. You don't know your left from your I'm dyslexic. That has nothing to do with knowing your left from your right, Trey. That kid is so funny.
He really is.
He says he started using that anytime he messed up. He would just tell people, well, I'm dyslexic.
He did. That was like his defense mechanism for like the first year or two that he was here.
Like anything. If we're why are you late? I'm dyslexic. So you can't read the clock? No, I did. I got stuck in traffic and I'm dyslexic.
He uses it when he gets in trouble, too.
Yeah, he just tells you he's dyslexic for no reason.
And he also uses asexual.
That too.
Asexual. And he's had girlfriends, and obviously that's been detailed on other shows. But the fact of the matter is, if he got caught in one or someone was giving too much heat, he'd just be like, I'm asexual. I don't care.
What's amazing is that the feedback from this has just been outstanding. There is one person that is upset. One person is like, I don't like this. Well, okay, bye. I understand 4464. But everyone else seems to have really enjoyed the trip down memory lane of Monday Movie Moments with Trey as well as the R. Kelly. So if you didn't like it, sir and or ma'am, that's fine. But you can keep it moving.
As we aimed it, please, 100% of you all of the time, it's impossible.
I'm amazed that there would be one person that would not like that and not get it. If you don't get it, then you don't get the show, and I get it. So that's fine. Totally understand if you move along. Totally understand.
I mean, that's the thing, too. If that's the reason why you are, I'm sure that for every moment like this that doesn't sit right with you, there's been plenty that you've been entertained with.
Trey is gold. He's radio gold, and I'm glad that he is a part of our team. And,
without question.
I'm happy that we pulled off the R. Kelly thing.
That's all on you, brother.
Yeah.
Great job, because that was your idea.
I saw this thing online that I'm not sure. So you guys know that I do a lot of diets, and I've tried keto for a bit.
You do?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I couldn't.
Did you care about your weight?
What? I'm vain, huh? What? So there was this article that came out. I saw it on Bro Bible, and I don't know where else this was, but I heard this talked about before. Did you know there's such a thing as keto crotch?
I'm sorry?
Keto crotch.
Would have never... No.
Basically, what they're saying is that the diet causes your crotch-oral region... I don't even know if that's a word, crotch-oral. I just feel like I made that up.
Okay.
But your crotch-oral region will stank. It'll be stank because you're on the diet. That it's only when you're on the diet. Apparently, it affects women more than men, too. It changes your pH balance or something. I don't know. I didn't know that was a thing. Would you give up the diet if it caused your...
Yeah.
You would?
100%.
Well, Nick's single.
Well,
100%. Well, so you're telling me they would put up with that?
I would say if you're married, you'd have more chance to go, you know what? It's not that bad right now. You'd roll with it for a while longer.
I mean, can you get like baby powder?
You would think.
And, you know,
cologne.
Dust up the boys. Yeah.
It just smells like you're masking something. It doesn't make it smell any better.
Hit them with some Febreze.
Yeah.
That kills odors.
Yeah.
Just a little. Psh, psh.
They have that microbacterial Febreze stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spray it on people's skin in the crotch area?
I mean, you know.
I don't think that works. I don't think that's how it works.
What if I did it with my
fabric?
You can put it inside your jeans.
No, stuff in the air.
And Febreze? Outside your underwear.
Even better, you just get one of those little trees that you hang in the car and just put it in there. like, you know.
Or, you know, the new thing that everybody's talking about that gets rid of odors and they're putting it in their cars now is dryer sheets.
Really?
Yeah. Like my buddy, I got in my buddy's car the other day. I was like, damn, bro, all of a sudden your car smells like really good. What is it? He goes, dryer sheets. I go, shut up. He goes, look under each seat. I go, you just put, he goes, man, I read about it on the internet.
I've heard about that.
That's a thing?
I've actually heard about that.
Yeah. So I have a cabinet in my garage where I throw all my workout hats.
Uh-huh.
And Lisa said it stinks.
So your hats smell.
So because you sweat in them.
You got stank head.
Yeah, and I don't wash them all the time.
Right.
So I grabbed two dryer sheets and put them in that cabinet.
Solved it?
Yes, it did.
See, so Nick, all you got to do is shove a dryer sheet in your pants.
I don't know if I have that problem, sir. Crotch won't stink anymore. I'm not on that diet, sir. Don't put that on me.
Isn't AJ doing the keto diet?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I bet it smells like a swamp down there. God.
I was going to say go ask him till you said it's more prevalent in women than men.
Yeah, it is more of a woman thing than a man thing. Not that dudes don't stink down there. Dudes stink down there, too. I've been known to be foul down there on occasion.
So you go on a date, Nick, you got a hot chick. I mean, she's hot now, and she's been dieting, so she's really firmed up. Everything's going well, and then
I'll shower. I wouldn't care. I'd shower.
Somebody said,
so you're going in and then showering after.
No, I'm showering first.
Oh.
And then going in. That's different.
But if you're showered and you go in, she hasn't showered, so it's still on you.
Somebody said, well, that's why Nick sticks to big girls. They don't do diets.
I hate whoever it was that sent that. If it was you, L.U. Dillon, I hate you too. Who was it?
Nailed it. You ain't never got to worry about one of Nick's girls being on the keto diet.
No way.
Maybe on the taco diet or something like that, but not the keto diet. No way. That's good stuff. Yeah, when I did it, I didn't really notice a difference, but.
How often do you smell down there? You shower enough, you don't have to.
You never done a cup check just to see what the boys?
I'm not saying I haven't, but I'm saying you shower multiple times in a day.
I will, yeah.
So then there you go.
I do shower a lot, but. Yeah, I don't know. I never noticed that. I know some things like that you eat will make your sweat stink. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, yeah. And according to articles that have been written, there are other things you can eat that can make your pee stink.
Like asparagus?
Broccoli.
Oh, really? Broccoli makes your pee stink?
Well, I think that was
that's
one of
literally a guy by the name of Jorge called in and specifically said we should make AJ eat asparagus before, like in the event that we get it approved, then he can drink his own urine.
Oh.
We should make him eat asparagus because it makes your urine. He literally called in just as I was like, you must really hate AJ if you really want to do this.
If you have kids in the car, come back for the blitz. Well, it's probably still going to be bad. But real quick, if you have kids in the car, change the channel in 3, 2, 1. And I'm going to use the medical terms here, but I don't remember where I read or heard this. And if you're offended easily, I'm warning you now, change the channel. But I did read or hear that pineapple will change the
taste of, oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Of Joel, semen, you're an expert.
Of semen. that it changes right the way semen.
It's so true. It's absolutely true.
How do you know it's true?
Have you tasted it?
Girls will tell you, dude. I'm telling you. They will absolutely tell you.
If
you
drink coffee, it up?
It'll smell like it'll taste like coffee.
What?
Swear.
Wow.
NyQuil really once. I've been told I tasted like NyQuil.
Oh, come on.
Are you kidding me?
Sleep swear. Easy, people.
True story.
God, I want to vomit right now. I didn't plan on it getting that bad. I just wanted to mention the pineapple as a little tip. But
it's a true story.
I didn't
dude.
Know you'd be out here talking about NyQuil. I'm going to throw up in my mouth now. Jesus, that
we
was
gotta get
awful.
Get out of here, man.
I wish I would have heeded my own warning and stopped listening to Nick. Good Lord.
He swears. All right, look, we appreciate you guys. It's been a hell of a show, and it's all because of you guys and Trey. So join us again tomorrow for an FEF Friday, where we'll have a comedian of the week and a whole lot more jocularity planned. So for Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great evening, everybody.
Yeah, and real quick, though, before we go, I just wanted to remind you guys, look, on the way home, you're probably going to have to stop and get gas. Do yourself a favor. Before you walk out of the door, download GetUpside to your phone. Put in promo code Barry, find a gas station around you, and you're going to get a great savings on your first fill-up through the GetUpside app. It's completely free to download in your app store for your phone, whether it's iTunes or Google, And it's an amazing app, man. We had a listener send me a screenshot the other day. They've $81 is how much they've gotten back on GetUpside already. Chris Householder, $10 in two uses, has already gotten $10 cash back from using GetUpside. What it does is it gives you cash back on the stuff you buy, like gas and food. These restaurants and these gas stations want your business. That's why they're teaming up with GetUpside. Up to 25 cents a gallon cash back on over 500 gas stations around town. Up to 35% cash back on restaurants like Wendy's and Popeyes, places you're already eating. Download the app right now. It's called Get Upside. Put in promo code Barry. I'm telling you, you're leaving money on the table or at the pump if you're not using Get Upside. Get Upside is the name of the app. Promo code Barry gets you extra savings on your first fill up. Download both and use them and thank me later. And stick around. The Blitz is up next.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.